Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events in Oxford happening this week.
I'll be talking about rude hedgehogs and great dames.
And I've got folklore and lots of folk music. So my first event this week, it's not so much of an event as an advent. Does that work?
Maybe ongoing. Not.
This is our Daily Info Advent Calendar Puzzle, which you can find on our website. And each day, our Daily Info Dragon is visiting a different pub around Oxford. So you can click on the picture, try and guess which pub he's in. And if you guess right, or if you just kind of give up and you can't guess at all, you can get shown the answer. And that will take you to a Google Maps with a little bouncing Santa hat, which is pretty cool, over the venue. So essentially, this turns it into a kind of Oxford pub crawl. Over 25 days, don't worry, you won't have to be going around Oxford drinking unless you want to.
Doesn't mean you have to go every day, though.
Every day, if you want to, of course. But it's quite a fun thing to do, and by Christmas Day, there'll be a nice pub crawl calendar up on our website.
Surprisingly tricky as well. I thought some of them are pretty difficult.
Yeah, some of them are. So far, as it's the third, the Dragon has visited two pubs. He's been at the White Rabbit on Monday, if you guessed that correctly, well done. And yesterday he was at Far From the Madding Crowd. And they're both great Oxford local pubs. They're both down Friar's Entry. The White Rabbit is known for its pizzas, of course. It's famous pizzas that are really good. And Far From the Madding Crowd are actually doing an ale festival over winter. That starts next Tuesday and runs until the 13th. You can check that out on their website and also find out all the ales that they've got on sale, which all have very festive names like Hoppy Christmas, things like that. So that is our advent calendar. Please check it out and play the game as well and see if you can guess where the dragon is.
More alcohol now though, and I'm talking about the Chilton Winery and Brewery tours. So Chilton Winery and Brewery, they started off originally just as a winery in 1982 and then shortly after diversified into English ales, and then just about a decade ago they started making liqueurs as well. And they're based out in Witney, and they've got a whole load of tours coming up. So you can go and get behind the scenes tours of the winery and brewery, and they'll tell you all about the different stages of the process, whether it's pressing grapes straight down to the bottling as well. At the end of it, of course, there's a tasting. It's a 30 to 40 minute tutorial on tasting, and you're advised to book a taxi or stay at their B&B overnight if you want to fully enjoy the whole experience. Tours are running most days, pretty much all year round, and we haven't really mentioned them before, but it sounds like a nice, really nice little trip, especially at the festive season, and a great place to buy presents as well, because they've got some really pretty bottles of liqueur that you can buy. So the tour lasts about 2 hours and costs £15, and you can find more information at chiltonvalley.co.uk.
Have they got some festive drinks as well going?
I think all drinks are pretty festive,
yeah, that's
right?
That's true, yeah, good point. So on Thursday night at the Pitt Rivers, they're holding their after-hours sessions, which happen quite regularly throughout the year, and they all have like a different theme. We've spoken about one before, one of the Need Make Use ones in our podcast, but this Thursday the theme is folklore and storytelling. So they are going to be showing all the kind of magical folklore-y things that they have in there, like the witch in a bottle, which is quite a famous one there. Is the witch in the bottle? I don't
know.
Who knows? Who knows? But it's a whole evening of events. They've got Jackie Oates, the folk singer and fiddle player, performing live. The Story Museum are going to be doing a storytelling workshop, and there's going to be all sorts of talks and some footage screenings as well. So it should be a really nice evening and a chance to learn a lot about folklore and sort of English history, magical history. For example, there is the story of an alehouse keeper. She got into a bit of trouble with the magistrates, or she didn't like them or something. So she roasted and stabbed an onion wrapped in paper with his name on it, or with the magistrate's name on it, and sort of like a voodoo doll thing, but with an onion.
Voodoo onion.
Yeah, and I think that's there as well. So I'm not sure how they preserved that, but they've got this magical voodoo onion there. So if you have any troubles with people, then perhaps this is the way to go about it. They've got all sorts of sort of amulets and stuff as well. Lucky charms. Do you have any lucky charms of your own?
No.
No?
I'm not very superstitious.
Okay. Well, maybe not the evening for you then. Yeah, that's going to be 6:30 till 9:30 tomorrow night. It's completely free. Get down early though, because it does fill up quite quickly.
Now, beautifully timed, Hugh has just got back from the preview of the new William Blake exhibition opening at the Ashmolean.
The exhibition is called Apprentice and Master. It starts on the 4th of December and it runs until the 1st of March of 2015. Tickets are £9 for full price, £7 for concessions, £4.50 for 12 to 17 year olds, and under 12s go free. The exhibition looks at William Blake's formation as an artist and at his apprenticeship as an engraver. His maturity develops during the 1790s when he becomes closer to the height of his powers as both an artist and a revolutionary poet. And the exhibition closes when looking at his final years, when he came to inspire and guide a younger generation of artists who called themselves the Ancients. The first gallery looks at when William Blake is serving his apprenticeship under John Bassire, who is arguably the greatest engraver of his day. And it brings together a representative selection of his earliest work, exemplifying his already unorthodox approach, whether it's in the depiction of his Gothic monuments of the human or of the human body. And it closes with his remarkable etching after Henry Fuseli's Head of a Damned Soul. The exhibition's central gallery examines how, during this period, Blake composed his poems and prophecies and invented the method he used to publish them that he called illuminated printing. He had incredible innovations in colour printing, and there's actually a printing press in that room that is reconstructed to show how William Blake used his incredible physical strength, despite his relative shortness, to carry out printing work that was going to change the art form for the next 100 years. Among the works on display are several of his most extraordinary illuminated books, including The Songs of Innocence and of Experience, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, and Europe, a Prophecy. The focus of the final gallery is Blake's later career, when, encouraged by his friendship with young artist John Linnell, he reawakened his interest in the great artist printmakers of the Renaissance, such as Albrecht Dürer and Lucas van Leyden. It was these works, and above all the small woodcut illustrations to Virgil's Pastorals, which inspired the young artists Samuel Palmer, George Richmond, and Edward Calvert, who called themselves the Ancients. During the last 3 years of his life, they visited Blake and his wife in their two-room flat off the Strand, and Apprentice and Master juxtaposes many of the works by Blake that the Ancients would have seen on these visits with their own earlier works. Philip Pullman actually gave a speech at the opening of the exhibition, and he did say that it's good to remind people every so often about William Blake's colossal imagination and his moral vision, which are just as potent now after 200 years as they were when he brought them into the world. And he had quite a poignant remark where he said that the more we see, the more we marvel at the richness, beauty and truth. And this exhibition really is a remarkable bringing together of the work of one of the greatest revolutionaries in poetry and printing.
Hugh's review will be up online shortly, and you can also find lots of other reviews or maybe write one yourself.
You can also find details of all of the events in this week's Oxcast and many, many more on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Remember to check out the advent calendar that we mentioned as well, which you can also find links to from our social media sites.
And subscribe to the Oxcast on iTunes so you don't have to worry about finding it each week. It'll just be delivered straight to you. Now, Beauty and the Beast is this year's Playhouse Panto, and it is opening on Friday. So this is not the Disney version at all. It's loosely based on Jean-Marie Le Prince de Beaumont's novel Belle et la Bête from 1756. And the heroine Beauty takes a wrong turn in the woods and becomes trapped by a beast. But will she discover the heart of a monster? And Leon Craig, who was a very popular dame in 2012's Dick Whittington, is back as a dame again this year.
Yes,
it should be really
brilliant.
Good fun. There's also a really good a little couple of preview videos on YouTube that they've put up, which are really funny and give you a bit of a taste for what's going to be in store. I think looking at their Twitter updates as well, there's going to be lots of circus choreography and rhythmic gymnastics involved in the show, which should be really fun. You can see their updates by using the hashtag OxfordBeauty on Twitter. We're sending along our viewer at the weekend, so you'll be able to read the Daily Info review on Monday on the site. And as I said, it opens on Friday. Friday night is already sold out, but it will be running until the 18th of January, so you've got a good chance of catching it. During the run, there will be a signed performance on the 28th of December and a couple of weekend matinee audio described performances as well, which will be preceded by touch tours, which is a really nice little touch. Ticket prices range between £15 and £25, and performances are between all sorts of times, between about 10 a.m. and 7 p.m, so there should definitely be a performance that you'll be able to catch. But it'll be top-notch as always, I'm sure, the Playhouse Panto, Beauty and the Beast.
Some music for Saturday night. There is going to be a gig at the Cellar. It's Adam Barnes, and he's being supported by Willie J. Healy and Jess Hall. They're all Oxford-based folks, so that's a really nice thing to be having at the Cellar. It's at 7:30. This is one of Vez's ventures. She works with irregular folk, and we've actually got an interview with her, which will be in the Oxcast next week, so look out for that. But this weekend, it is this gig at the Cellar. So Adam Barnes, as I said, he's from Oxford. His music is sort of folk alternative stuff. His debut album, The Land, the Sea and Everything Lost Beneath, came out, I believe, in May of this year. I listened to one of his songs, Greened. It sounds a lot like that song, Let Her Go, from earlier this year. And Willie J. Healy supported Spring Offensive for their last
farewell show,
yes, that we spoke about the other week. And then Jess Hall, her debut album, Bookshelves, is out, and she's a folk singer. So if you're into that kind of folky, alternative kind of gig, then get down to the Cellar on Saturday evening at 7:30.
Now, Nat, as I'm sure you know, the 5th of December is St. Nicholas's Day.
Of course.
And this is celebrated in many European countries in different ways, which is kind of interesting. So it's the same festival celebrated, but in Germany, for example, they call it Nikolaus. And on the night of the 5th of December, children put their shoes or boots outside their front door, and St. Nicholas will come along, and if they've been good during the year, then he'll fill the shoes with sweets and presents.
Ooh.
Or if they've been bad, then they get a tree branch.
Oh.
Yeah, so you've got to be good, you've got to be nice, as with our own Santa, and you might get some gifts. But in Holland, they celebrate Sinterklaas, which is the same festival, but they celebrate it on the 6th of December. And on Sinterklaas, who's dressed up as St. Nicholas, and he has two helpers, who are called Schwarze Piet, and Sinterklaas comes round and gives children sweets and biscuits.
So I want to get in on this.
Yeah, I know. So if you want to just jump on the bandwagon and, you know, on Friday and Saturday, eat loads of sweets.
Leave your shoes out and see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not just stuffing my face. It's Sinterklaas.
Nice. There are lots and lots of choir and carol service concerts coming up. So we've decided each to pick our favourites to talk about, because there are just going to be loads happening now over the next month. So my two favourites that I've picked for this week is the Oxford Brookes Christmas Carol Service, which is tomorrow night at 6:30. It's completely free, and it's on the Harcourt Hill campus in their Westminster Chapel, and it's going to be featuring performances from the Oxford Brookes Chamber Choir and the Oxford Gospel Choir. So if you want to see that and get in the festive mood, maybe take your friends and your family, then that is tomorrow night at Westminster Chapel, and there will be refreshments, so that's always good. And my second choice is on Saturday. It's Carols at the Castle. That's at 6:30 p.m. It's £10 for adults, £6 for children, or free for children under 5. This is outdoors, so if you do want to go to this, make sure you wrap up warm, because it will all be outside. It's the BMH Productions Theatre that's putting it on, and it's going to be their choir and band playing, so that should be nice. And Sobel House will be having a stall there as well, and they'll also be selling hot drinks and things to warm you up. So that is on Saturday, 6:30 at the Castle.
A little later on Saturday, though, at SJE Arts on Iffley Road, there'll be a chamber choir performing a programme of Christmas music. That is an awesome, awesome venue for concerts, and especially for sort of Christmassy carol services at SJE Arts. Tickets for that one are going to be £13 and £6 concessions. And on Sunday at St Michael and All Angels Church in Summertown, there will be a Christmas concert in aid of Parkinson's research in Oxford, featuring international pianist Tom Poster and a string ensemble. And tickets for that one will be £12.50 and £5 concessions.
So you could go to all of them. You could go to all of them in one day if you're really keen on carols.
You could go to those four, but there are so many more on dailyinfo.co.uk. If you can't make any of these days, there's pretty much something on every day until Christmas and beyond. So another exhibition now, and at Modern Art Oxford's new exhibition, Love is Enough, is opening on Saturday. This is an exhibition of the works of both William Morris and Andy Warhol, and it's curated by Turner Prize winning artist Jeremy Deller, who cites Warhol and Morris as two of his greatest influences. Now, Morris studied at Oxford in the mid-19th century and then went on to become an incredibly influential textile designer, as well as a poet and also really, really socialist revolutionary activist. A lot of people will be even more familiar with Andy Warhol, who, of course, his pop art works were amongst the most influential pieces of the 20th century. And this exhibition brings together pieces from both artists, sourced from public and private collections in the UK and US, but also tries to draw comparisons between the work and also processes of both artists. So, for example, they both set up their own printmaking businesses and used innovative methods to distribute their works to mass audiences. Now, this exhibition is running until the 8th of March and admission is free. If you're particularly interested in it, there's going to be a few special talks and film events in January, February and March. So you can find information about those on the Modern Art Oxford website. But it looks like a really interesting exhibition. There's also a really colourful flyer that's around at the moment that's like really recognisable. And you just want like a pair of shoes that have that pattern on it or something. But yeah, that's at Modern Art Oxford starting Saturday going until the 8th of March.
There's not two people I would initially put together, so that sounds like
really interesting that this guy has just picked his two favourite artists and basically created a show that he would want to go and see. And I think when somebody makes something that they're particularly interested in, it makes it interesting for everyone
that
else.
That really comes through, yeah. Mm. Another Christmas market now. We've mentioned a few, and like the carol services, there are many, many more. This is the Cogs Farm Winter Fair and Market. It's on Sunday, 10:30 till 4. Costs £1 to go, but if you pay a little bit extra, you can also get a visit from Father Christmas, who's going to be there, and get a gift from him. So definitely worth it for that.
Is there an age limit on it?
I hope not, because I will be there on his knee otherwise. So the fair is going to feature lots of homemade goodies, food, lots of mince pies and things like that, all homemade, which sounds amazing, but also like homemade gifts and things. So if you're looking for gifts to buy, this could be the place for you. And the market is going to have over 30 local stalls, so all independent businesses and things like that, which is always good to support. And there's lots of things going on throughout the day. There's going to be craft making workshops and other activities for kids, so you can bring your kids along and leave them in a craft workshop. The Voice Box Choir are performing at midday, as well as the folk duo The Sniggering Foxes. And then there's going to be some dancing and music from the Ducklington Morris Dancers as well. And as well as this, the grounds of the farm are still going to be open. So if you want to have the Cogs Farm experience, go around and feed the animals and things like that, then you still can, and see the fair and market as well. So that's on Sunday, 10:30 till 4. And it costs £1.
Now on Monday, Hugh Warwick of the Oxfordshire Mammal Group will be delivering his talk, A Prickly Affair, My Life with Hedgehogs, at the Natural History Museum. Now Hugh, I think we've actually talked about some of Hugh's talks and walks before, but he will be giving what is apparently going to be a funny, illustrated and occasionally rude talk about hedgehogs, which I'm intrigued by. I really don't know where that's going to go. But he'll be explaining why he believes hedgehogs are the most important creatures on the planet.
Wow, okay. Big claim. I wonder if he went to David Attenborough's book signing and disputed that with him.
That would have been a good little argument to overhear. So it's going to be at the Natural History Museum from 7 o'clock on Monday. Tickets are £3 unless you're a member of the Oxford Mammal Group, which I think our colleague Anais may be. Yeah, so it's free if you are a member. More details about the talk on oxonmammals.org.uk.
Are there going to be hedgehogs there?
I don't know. I think it's kind of hibernation season at the moment.
But you did see a hedgehog.
I did. I saw a hedgehog in mid-November, which is a little bit late. They should be hibernating from sort of beginning of November.
So maybe some of them are going to come along.
I hope so.
But our last event this week is happening on Tuesday, and it's another birthday. We've had a couple of birthdays this year. Ours, of course, and we had the Sheldonians' birthday. But this is the Arts of the Old Fire Station's third birthday party. So come and help Arts of the Old Fire Station celebrate on Tuesday at 7:30. They're going to be having a night featuring folk pop band Water Pageant, some comedy improvisation from the Dead Secrets, world music from Oxford's Confluence and DJ Uton Daly. So all sorts of different things happening. And the whole night is going to be compared by Elf Leons, who was the Funny Women finalist. And also, I believe she works at Arts of the Old Fire Station. So a great choice, really, for a compare. Lots of interesting stuff going on and a great chance to celebrate. There's probably going to be cake. There always seems to be cake there. It costs £8, but you do get a drink with that. Sounds worth it to me.
Decent.
And find out about sort of the other stuff they've got going on. I know they've got a lot of Christmas shopping stalls and things happening there as well. If you want to say happy birthday, then Tuesday is the night to do it.
On next week's Oxcast, we will have an interview with Vez from Irregular Folk, as well as lots more festive and non-festive events.
And if you want to listen to that interview next week, you can find that on the Oxcast Extra channel, which is a separate channel to the Oxcast, where you get the full story of all the interviews that go on here.
For reviews of pretty much all the pantos that are happening in Oxfordshire at the moment, you can find those on dailyinfo.co.uk, or you can leave your own.
You can find a job, find a place to live, and of course, also check out our advent calendar on dailyinfo.co.uk.
For more regular updates, you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, and you can like our Facebook page by searching for Daily Info Oxford.
Also look out for a competition that we're going to be running from Facebook, which will go up tomorrow. So keep your eye out on that, and you could win a very good prize.